And welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention now to La Caprile Valley Girls Golf with head coach Kip Stender. Kip's in the studio with us. We are self-distancing, aren't we, Skip?
Yes.
We're 6 feet apart.
Correct.
Okay, that's good. Maynard usually has a tape measure. You make sure he measures everybody when they come in. So, yeah, this COVID thing's really kind of messed things up, hasn't it, Kip?
Yeah, it's you know, it's something you can't control. So I guess if we can try to attack it that way and get a mindset of you know, it's out of our control. The faith, family, Maynard, school, golf.
Maynard's in the studio with us.
Yeah,
he's measuring here, so we're good.
We're real close to that 6, 5 and a half. I'll back up. But like I said, faith, family, school. The sport you're in, golf, social life after that, if we can keep those priorities, I think that helps us get through these tough times. And you know, this could be an event that seems like it could be the toughest thing in most anybody's life. I was just telling my daughter today that, you know, unless you're 100 years old and have been through the Great Depression and World War II, and, you know, this is probably the toughest thing next to those things that anybody's been through. So, It's something new to all of us to try to understand and stay positive and try to keep moving forward.
Yeah, and being a principal at Madison Marietta Nassau, you're working daily on things change daily on this, don't they, this COVID thing?
Yeah, a lot of...
As far as guidelines and stuff.
Correct, guidance and information and extensions and things like that. You know, so I've been fortunate to have a great community to work in over the years and great families, outstanding families, especially when I get together with other principals across the state and we talk about the good things happening in our buildings and in our sites and negative things. Mm-hmm. I feel blessed compared to the stories I hear. So, you know, that's helped us with the distance learning here and having support at home from families helping their children complete the tasks and get through this last, you know, a little over a month now and a month and a half and get through next week and, you know, take a break for the summer. Hopefully they keep reading. Reading's an important skill and something you can do anywhere. So if we can keep that going and then get back on track next fall.
Okay. All right, let's talk about La Caprile Valley Girls Golf. One of the most successful programs in the state of Minnesota recently, and it probably would have been no different this spring, huh?
Yeah, we were looking forward to this spring at the banquet last year. We had all 6 girls back from the third place team at state, and they all put their finger, you know, thumbs up when I asked them, "Do you want to set a goal to go down and try to win state next year?" We knew that you know, Bold would have all 6 all starters back also. So Bold definitely is the team to beat, would have been the team to beat this year, returning 6 starters. 5 of those girls were on the state championship team 3 years ago also. So they have a very outstanding team and program. And they were you know, heavy with seniors too. They're going to lose 5 of those 6 are seniors. So we will lose 6. We have 3 seniors to lead the team this year, you know, led by Rachel Halverson, a 2-time defending state champ. And you know, I can't say enough what she's done for our golf program, just being a hard worker, you know, lead by example that way. A lot of younger golfers look up to her, and so they try to emulate that and do that. So she's the beginning, I think. I think we'll have some more girls coming up in the next few years that are going to be competing for individual state titles. I think the team should stay pretty solid and you know, compete to get to state and do our best to do that. But better than that is the girls do an outstanding job in a classroom, and our team GPA is a little over 3.6.
Wow.
So
that's pretty good.
Yeah, they're good kids all around. Rachel will earned the All-State academic achievement also. You have to have a 3.75 or higher to get that, so she will earn that this year. So, you know, it's just been a blessing to coach these girls, and, you know, plan is to kind of just recognize them, anything we do when we're, you know, if we're able to get together at some point in time. You know, we can get to golf courses, but we can't do anything formally, and the state high school league is very, very structured on that. So we have not had any meetings. We've done one Zoom meeting.
Did you get a practice in before this all ended or started?
No. The very first practice we would have had was the last Monday, the last day we had the 2-hour late start.
Oh, okay.
And so
they weren't even together at all.
Chose
this
not
spring.
To. Yeah. Okay. To, you know.
So you got your roster there in front of you. Maybe just go down your roster for the girls' golf and talk about each girl, and let's recognize those seniors again.
Okay. Captains this year were Rachel Halverson and Isabella Stender. We had all six girls on the team were returning letter winners. Rachel Halverson lettered 5 years. She's 5-time all-conference, 3-time conference MVP, 4-time section champ. 5-time state entrant, placing 9th, 11th, 12th, and then 2-time state champion, and she's been 4-time All-State.
That's impressive, let me tell you.
Yeah, I was just, you know, I did trying to look back, find some records. I'm trying to develop, you know, we had a lot of, I think, girls coming through the Lac La Parle program in the 90s and 80s. There's some qualifiers for state, and I'm trying to gather that information to kind of just list all those girls so the golfers can see the tradition and what's happened here before. I believe there's 1 5-time state champ, 1 4-time state champ. Oh. I think 5 in girls golf, 5
from Lac La Parle Valley?
No, just from in the whole state.
Oh, in the whole state.
And 5 3-time state champs in the whole state, and then there were a handful of 2-times. But you know, Rachel would have been going after that third this year.
Yeah.
And she's already in an elite group of winning state in itself is an honor, and very few kids get to do that, and winning it twice is just another level.
Boy, did I feel honored being there when that happened. Love covering the state golf meet at Pebble Creek and Becker. It's quite a tournament, and I was glad I was there to see that. So.
Yeah, it was. You know, looking back, it's like you're almost in. I was almost like in shock and awe, and you know, like I remember Rick Gosson, I think, was the first one who snuck over and said, "You guys won it." And I said, "Well, I don't trust anything till I see, you know, us by the trophy or the score." And they must have been posting it online real quick, or he might have been in the room when they added
that
him up.
That was 2 years ago. Right?
That was 2 years ago. And then Ralph Hagen also came over before the official announcement, said congratulations, and I'm like, I don't, how do you know, you know? So, but those are,
takes a while to sink in, huh?
Right, and it was tight. It was a one stroke, you know, win there, and
I was standing right by you when that happened. Quite the deal. Yeah, I feel bad too. You know, Rachel and I have kind of we've taken a picture together at Pebble Creek and Becker since her first state trip, you know, and I've always and looked forward to that. We've had a picture together every time. Now we're not going to have that in her senior year,
right?
So that's tough. I mean, parents and grandparents, they love taking pictures at Pebble Creek at the state golf meet, and just sad that that's not going to happen this year. So sorry, I interrupted there.
No problem.
Rachel's. One for the history books for golf.
She's going on to Augustana, and I think it's a great fit for her. And, you know, as they transition to Division I over the next few years, it's a great fit for her. And she'll keep working hard. I think she's, you know, can golf better than what we've seen here. So she's just got a rock-solid game. Isabella Stender, another senior. She lettered 5 years. She was 4-time All-Conference, 2-time All-State. Placed, I think, 27th and then 14th last year at State. So she's had a real good career. Section runner-up 1 time. I'm, you know, proud of her as a daughter and as a person.
She puts the time in?
Yeah, she actually was working a little harder this winter and looking forward to her senior year. And so it's, you know, it's been on hard on all of them. You know, she's going to go on to St. Kate's and you know, be part of, I think, a great program that's in the building blocks, Mary Gregory is an awesome person and
golf coach at St. Kate's.
Yeah, okay. I think it's her third year now.
So Bella's going to be golfing in college then. Okay.
Yeah, she's right. Going to go out and give it a whirl and see where that goes. And they've got some outstanding recruits and things. So
now you got two daughters golfing in college. How are you going to fit that out, Kip?
Well, when I'm coaching the high school team, that comes first. So, they have a fall season, so that's when we'll try to get to some, and hopefully for all people and societal things, businesses, everything, we can get back to some, normalcy here in the fall and be able to do that. So, Abby's going to Crookston and Bella will be at St. Kate's, but we try to catch them when we can, but
are those your only two seniors on the roster?
And then we have Jessica Sigdahl.
Oh, Jessica, yeah.
Yep, she's lettered all 3 years that she has been out for golf. She also had a nice tennis season, and her and Bella also carry a 3.6 GPA. So they, like I said, the whole team is rock solid with their academics and so. Jessica came back out last year. She had come out in 7th, 8th grade and was on our first conference championship team there in 8th grade, and she lettered both those years. So she's been a big part of the program and has done well. So other, on the team last year from returning would be Sarah Halverson. She's a 10th grader this year, so lettered 3 years. She was three-time all-conference. She's been two-time all-state. Brooklyn Olson lettered last year and was all conference. And she, is a junior. So next year she'll be the lone senior and unless somebody else were to come out. But so she'll, be looking to probably hopefully provide some leadership. And she's been working hard. I've seen her out just a couple times that I've been out on the course. So she's working on her game. Isabella Jacobs, 9th grader, lettered last year, was all conference. And both Brooklyn and Isabella are lefties, so it's kind of nice to have that change. But Isabella was coming off a state championship in the dance, she's been working really hard too. So, we lose some very, very good people, and the three seniors, and Rachel and Bella and Jessica. But we've got some real solid, players coming back in the future too.
Okay. Good. That's the roster there. That's it then for the
roster? Yeah, and then we had we also had out for golf this year, even though we didn't get a practice. Caitlin Kittleson in 8th grade, Grace Vosick in 8th grade, and Kylie Asfeld in 7th grade.
Okay. All right. Good. Yeah, it was quite the last couple of years for Lac Brau Valley girls golf team, that's for sure. And I was really looking forward to that, but it is what it is, right? And just got to move forward, right?
Right.
Anything else we need to touch on here?
I think that's, pretty much it. You just got to keep moving forward. We did have a great schedule set up. Mr. Smith did a nice job of helping us with that. And
anything new on the schedule?
Well, we were invited to the Tri-State tournament down at Bunker Hills. And we're really looking forward to that. That had, we were the only Class A team invited there.
Oh, wow.
A team out of Iowa, and I think Sioux Falls had a team there, and then it was the top AAA and AA schools in Minnesota, and it was a two-day tournament. So that was the highlight of our schedule going into it, and then the Marshall tournament at the Dakota Ridge is also a nice challenging tournament. So, so we were looking forward to that. We've always wanted to play the best to try to be the best and make ourselves better. So,
right.
But like I said, faith, family, school, golf, social life. Hopefully that's rubbed off on them. Looking back at this time now that we can't be together and practice, I feel like, have I said it enough? It's in the handbook. We talk about it. We do talk about it during the year at times, but I'm like, is it something I should have done daily? But I think that's a good basis, and they have that. And, they're all getting a good education. They're all good girls to coach, I've been fortunate to have quality people to be around.
Okay. All right, Kip. Well, thanks for coming in and sharing about Lac Brau Valley girls golf. You do a fantastic job with the team. I know that, and you're well-respected around the state as a golf coach. And fun to do the coach's show with you.
Right, but like I said,
too bad we can't do the coach's show every Saturday this week.
Yeah, that would be fun. the most important thing I do is I drive the van. So.
Yeah, and the girls always have van stories about you when I talk to them. Right?
Yeah, I miss that probably as much as anything, and just, you know, I think they all put their headsets on when I start to sing. So,
oh yeah, I heard a story about that. Somebody wanted to, you were putting some music on. Is it country western?
Yeah, usually country.
Yeah, and they don't like that.
Well, for most years they did, but I think as they got a little older, they got into more of the pop music or whatever they call the modern day music. But
All right, thanks, Kip.
Thanks, Paul.
Kip Stender, head coach, Lac Qui Parle Valley Girls head coach, golf coach, I should say. We'll take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have more of the Coach's Show right after this.